Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Arab Meir Kahana, Reuven Hoffman, Bari Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. There are three basic subjects that I want to discuss on this week's program. The first is the decision of Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu to condemn Donald Trump for proposing that Muslims not be permitted to enter the United States. That's the first thing I want to discuss. The second thing I want to discuss is how Donald Trump is able to propose barring all Muslims because he's running for president of the United States. In Israel, they would throw him in jail for proposing this. It would be illegal to even have this point of view, this opinion in Israel, which proves that Israel is not a democracy and not a free nation. It's all a myth. When they call Israel a democracy and a free nation, that's baloney. That's the second subject. And the third subject I want to discuss is the great news, Baruch Hashem, regarding the latest polls with Ted Cruz and the race for the Republican presidential nomination. We still have a tough fight ahead of us, a very tough fight, but Baruch Hashem, thank God, things are looking a lot better than they've ever looked in terms of where Ted Cruz stands. We have some good news to report, and we'll explain to you what we think the news means and what we believe the challenges are and what we can do to promote Ted Cruz's candidacy. So those are the three subjects. Let's start off with Bibi Netanyahu. Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, condemns Donald Trump because Donald Trump says Muslims should not be allowed to come into the United States. He publicly condemns Donald Trump. This is the same Bibi Netanyahu that never, never condemns Barack Hussein Osama and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, those anti-Semites, those haters of Israel that want Israel to be destroyed. He never condemns them for demanding Israeli national suicide. On the contrary, he refers to them as friends of Israel and praises them and talks about the great relationship he has with Barack Hussein Osama and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton. So when someone calls for the destruction of Israel, when someone says that Jerusalem should be handed over to the Muslim terrorists as Obama and Clinton and Kerry do, when someone demands Israeli national suicide and joins with the Arab world and the Muslim world in pushing for a new Holocaust and a new genocide against the Jewish people, because that's what these proposals really would lead to, and they know it would lead to that, and that's why Obama and Clinton and Kerry are pushing Israel to do this, because they're Jew haters and they want the Muslims to overrun Israel and destroy Israel. And that Bibi won't condemn. That wimp, that phony, that hypocrite, that tower of jelly. That he won't condemn. He calls them friends of Israel. But let the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump come up with a proposal to bar Muslims from coming into the United States. All of a sudden, the same Bibi that doesn't condemn those who want to destroy Israel and that is on its hands and knees and crawls before all of our enemies, all of a sudden, he condemns Donald Trump because he has to show that he's going to defend the Muslim Jew haters, the Muslims that want to destroy us. Bibi has to defend them and has to condemn Donald Trump. Now, you have no idea how much anti-Semitism this can cause. Trump supporters are not like Ted Cruz supporters. Ted Cruz supporters generally are evangelical Christians who support Israel because they believe in the Bible and because they know that it says in the Bible, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And God warns that you will be destroyed if you go against Israel. He warns all the nations of the world. And Ted Cruz's supporters, by and large, believe in that. They're better educated, Ted Cruz's supporters. They come from good homes and good families, and they tend to be evangelical Christians. On the other hand, Obama supporters are secular. They're not religious. The vast majority of them are not religious. And they are not well-educated. They're low-information voters. They come from lower-middle-class, blue-collar backgrounds. And these are people who can easily become anti-Semites when they see this type of behavior from Bibi. I mean, these are people the Trump supporters who see the self-hating Jewish leftists in America voting for Barack Hussein Osama, voting for Hillary Clinton, giving money to left-wing causes. The Trump supporters see the Jews in Hollywood, the Jews in the news media, the Jewish establishment organizations like the Evil Anti-Defamation League and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and Hadassah and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee and UJA Federation and the whole alphabet soup of Judenrat Kapo traitors. They see them promoting left-wing causes and causes that will destroy America and Israel. They see that from these self-hating Jewish leaders in America. And they thought that at least Bibi, he's different. He's supposed to be a right-winger. He's not like them. That's what they thought. And now they see that Bibi also behaves just like them. Bibi condemns Trump for saying that the Muslims shouldn't be allowed to come into the United States. And it's so sick, because if Bibi were half normal, he would propose the same thing in Israel. Now, as you know, we don't support Donald Trump. We support Ted Cruz. Donald Trump is a phony, and the things he proposes will not come to pass. He doesn't know how to be an effective president. He has no idea what he's talking about. It's all bombast and rhetoric. The person who will get real change, the person who will get real results is Ted Cruz. And on issue after issue, we see that Donald Trump is bad on the issues. He wants to continue the Iranian nuclear agreement of Obama and Clinton and Kerry, which means he will never destroy militarily Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, so Iran would go nuclear if that happened, God forbid. He demands in his speech before the Republican Jewish Council, or the Republican Jewish Coalition, and in statements that he made before he was speaking to the RJC, he said that Israel has to be willing to make concessions and that Israel has to be willing to make big sacrifices because Israel has to be willing to have peace. This is what he's saying. He will push for peace between Israel and the so-called Palestinians. Of course, there are no Palestinians. There is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians. But he says he's going to push for this. And that Israel has to be willing to make sacrifices, and Israel has to be willing to make concessions. And he's not sure Israel wants peace. He thinks the problem is he doesn't think Israel wants peace. This is the statements. These are the statements, the anti-Israel statements that he's making. He's bad on Israel, he's bad on Iran, he's bad on same-sex marriage, which he says is now the settled law of the land, we have to accept it. He's bad on abortion, he was pro-abortion his whole life. He's bad on healthcare. He says he favors a single-payer healthcare system, which would be even worse than Obamacare. He's bad on all of these issues. He's a phony and a demagogue, and he would never beat Hillary Clinton. He will lose, I guarantee you, if he is the Republican candidate, I'm convinced that he will lose the election, the general election against Hillary, and will lose badly. He's not a good debater. He's not a good speaker. His supporters like him, but he's not a good speaker and not a good debater. And he doesn't know how to run a professional campaign. And his wild statements will scare the hell out of most voters. Yes, he'll keep his little segment of the vote, but the majority of American voters will be scared to death to put someone unstable, emotionally unstable, like that in the White House. Because you never know with him. He's so unpredictable and erratic and unstable, you never know what's going to come with him. So, in every respect, he's a disaster, and we don't support him, and we never would support him. We support Ted Cruz. But having said that, the reason to condemn him over what he said about the Muslim, what he said about the Muslims is true. And to condemn him on that issue is outrageous. To have Jews condemning him on that issue is insane and outrageous. If you wanted to say, why did you say that Israel has to make concessions and why are you demanding that Israel commit suicide? If you wanted to speak about that, that would be legitimate. Although then you would also have to condemn Barack Hussein Osama and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and all the others who demand Israeli national suicide. You have to condemn all of them. And the Prime Minister of Israel should condemn that. The Prime Minister of Israel should condemn. But he doesn't. Instead, he condemns Trump on the issue of Muslims coming into the United States. That's the one issue you should not condemn Trump on. He's right about that. Now, you can argue that Ted Cruz is wiser. I do think Ted Cruz, the proposal of Ted Cruz in dealing with this is wiser than the proposal of Donald Trump. I agree with what both Cruz and Trump have been saying. They both want to stop these refugees and immigrants and visitors. They both want to stop it. They want to stop them from coming in. But Trump says we're going to do it on the basis of if you're a Muslim, you can't come in. That's something that probably he would have a hard time doing that. He would have a very hard time, and I think he probably wouldn't be able to do it. Unfortunately, because it wouldn't be bad if he could do it. But Ted Cruz has a much more logical proposal that definitely will pass constitutional muster. That definitely would be something that's passable. Ted Cruz says, let's ban them on the basis of the countries they come from. If they come from countries with a significant terrorist activity or support for terrorism, like Iraq and Syria and other countries where there's a lot of Islamic terrorist activity, from all those Muslim countries where there's a lot of terrorist activity, let's say we won't accept anybody from those countries. That's what Ted Cruz proposes, and that is something that many presidents have done in the past, that presidents have done in the past, that countries even in Europe do sometimes, from time to time. That would be something that would be more practical. So I happen to think the Ted Cruz proposal, even in this area, is better than Donald Trump. Because Ted Cruz he was Solicitor General of Texas. He argued in front of the Supreme Court. He's smart. He's sharp as a whip. And he knows how to get things done and get us results. But even though I happen to think Cruz's proposal is better than Trump's proposal, and even though we support Cruz for the many reasons we've stated, nevertheless, you don't condemn Trump in order to defend the Muslims. You don't do something like that. That you don't do. If you want to condemn Trump on issues where there's a legitimate issue, where there's a legitimate reason to condemn him, that's one thing. But you don't condemn him on this to defend Muslims. And if you're the Prime Minister of Israel and you're doing that is insane and evil. And he's causing a lot of anti-Semitism when he does that. He's causing anti-Semitism among people that may not have been hostile to Israel, because a lot of Republicans, conservatives, a lot of people in this country over the years have become pro-Israel, and he's turning them against Israel, Bibi. He's turning the one group, the group of people that are favorable toward Israel, he's turning them against us too now. This is why, if we were in power in Israel, oh, things would be so much better. A lot of people would condemn us, yes. A lot of people would attack us and say terrible things about us, yes. But they'd respect us. They'd respect us because they know we don't bend and we don't cave in. Bibi caves in every 5 minutes to everyone. They know we would not be politically correct. We would not cave in. And if anything, we would be encouraging the United States to also adopt sane and good policies in regard to the Muslims. We'd be encouraging America. We would have good policies. We would be encouraging the Muslims to leave Israel. And we would encourage the United States. We would be pushing for the United States to do the same thing. If I were Prime Minister, I'd be on Fox News every night telling the American people, you should look at what we're doing in Israel. You should do the same thing in America. And we'd get a lot of respect if we did that. A lot of respect. But tragically, I'm not the Prime Minister of Israel, and I can't even set foot in Israel. What a generation we live in. So that's one thing that I wanted to speak about. And of course, I just uploaded earlier today a video in Hebrew about this issue with Donald Trump. And I have another one that we're gonna upload soon. I've done two Hebrew videos on this subject of Trump, and I want Israeli Jews to understand how terrible it is when you have Israeli politicians that always interfere in American politics in the wrong way, against the best interests of their own people, against the best interests of Israel, to defend our enemies, because they want to prove how enlightened they are. They want to prove that they're against so-called racism. So, racism. The Muslims want to exterminate everyone who's not a Muslim, either forcibly convert or exterminate. How can you get more? How can you possibly be more intolerant than that? If you tolerate that, you are supporting racism. Then you're supporting real hatred and bigotry. Being against that is the antithesis of racism and bigotry. Tolerating that, which is what all the politicians do, is true racism and bigotry. Okay, so that's the first issue. And we've done a video in Hebrew on that, and we're going to keep speaking up about that issue. Second issue that I want to bring up. You notice that Trump, he's able to propose this. Nobody puts him in jail or in administrative detention like they do in Israel if you have an opinion that they don't like. Nobody bans him from running like they did to Morenu v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir David Kahana, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, the great, noble, magnificent Rabbi Kahana, our teacher, our rabbi. May God avenge his blood. May his memory be immortalized, our courageous teacher and leader. They banned him from running for the Knesset, for the Israeli parliament. They threw him out. He was going to become prime minister eventually if they had let him run. But they stopped him. The polls showed he was getting 10% of the vote at least. So he was going to get 10% of the seats in the Knesset. He was on his way. They fascistically banned him because he was telling the truth about Israel's enemies, while allowing Arabs who call for the annihilation of the Jewish people to sit in the Knesset, Arabs who support all the terrorists from Hamas, Hezbollah, the Islamic State. You have Arabs sitting in the Knesset who support all of that. Nobody bans them. Nobody touches them. But Rabbi Kahana was banned and murdered for telling the truth and for wanting to save the Jewish people. But look at the difference. In America, you have political correctness. You have a lot of craziness in America too. True. But nobody says Donald Trump doesn't have a First Amendment right to propose what he's proposing. At least he's allowed to run for president. He's allowed to propose what he's proposing. Nobody's going to ban him. Nobody's going to put him in jail. In Israel, you go to prison for saying what Donald Trump is saying. They would put, if he were Israeli and he were running for prime minister of Israel instead of for president of the United States, not only would he not be allowed to run, they would throw him in jail. He would be charged with incitement and racism and all other types of fascist, Bolshevik, anti-Semitic laws that they have in the so-called Jewish state. And it is a Jewish homeland. It's the homeland of the Jewish people, and God did give us a sovereign Jewish state. But the true nature of the state is being completely distorted by the self-hating Judenrat Kapo traitors that are running the country. So, look at the difference. In America, you can go out and say, do you realize what a difference this is? The qualitative and quantitative difference, the incredible difference here. In America, you can go out and say what Donald Trump is saying, and nobody can shut you up. Nobody can say, I'm going to arrest you. How dare you? I'm banning you. In Israel, you're not even allowed to open your mouth. You're not even allowed to say these things. They throw you in prison. So don't tell me Israel's a democracy or a free country or anything else. Baloney. It's a very free country, no question about it. If you're a leftist, a self-hating Jewish traitor, or an Arab terrorist, an Arab Muslim who wants to destroy Israel, then it's a free country. Then you can do anything you want. Then you have a license to kill. But if you're a loyal Jew, and if you believe in the truth, and you want to tell the truth, they'll throw you in jail in Israel just for your opinion. That's a fascist system. And that is what we have in Israel today. And yes, I'm proud. I am proud that our organization supports the Jewish prisoners, like Rabbi Kahana's grandson, Meir Ettinger. We support his family, and we support the families of other Jews. We're supporting those families. I'm proud that at least we provide support for them. People thrown in prison because they love the Jewish people and because they tell the truth about Israel's Arab, Muslim, Nazi enemies that want to exterminate our people. I'm proud of the fact. Let me tell you, the most rewarding part of this job that I do is helping those prisoners and helping their families and helping the good Jewish heroes in Judea and Samaria. That's the most rewarding part of this job. I also love speaking to my fellow JTFers, and I love doing these programs. I love doing the videos. I love everything we do. But the most rewarding part is helping these unbelievable Jewish Maccabees, these Jewish heroes. That is something that gives me nachat, that gives me a sense of satisfaction. Or as you say in Yiddish, nachis. It gives me nachat, we say in Hebrew. A sense of satisfaction that I can't even begin to describe. So that's the second subject I wanted to bring up. Just so that everyone, I want our members to know what the real score is here. That's why I speak to you about all these things every week. I want you to know what the score is. I want you to know what the real situation is. And I want you, if you ever speak to other people, I want you to be able to tell them if they tell you something that's not true. I want you to know. Even if other people don't know the truth and the facts, I want you to know and understand, because you're the cream of the crop. You're in a movement that is fighting for truth and that doesn't compromise on its principles. You are the cream of the crop. And so you should know the truth. And the third subject I wanted to speak about is the really nice news, because, you know, we support Ted Cruz for president, and because of the terrible situation in Israel, our one hope of stopping a nuclear Iran, God forbid, and stopping the catastrophe that's unfolding before us, is having someone like Ted Cruz in the White House. And you know, we supported him since 2013, for 2.5 years now, when the polls, for most of the time, were showing him at 3%. He was getting 3% in the polls. He was a joke. Nationally, 3%. In Iowa, 3%. In New Hampshire, 3%. Sometimes even less in New Hampshire. And he was, you know, the polls showed Donald Trump way ahead of him, even in his home state of Texas. That's how bad things were in the polls. But we supported him, we endorsed him. I told you the odds are against us. The odds are still against us, but a little bit less than it was before. I mean, the odds are a little bit better now. But the odds were really overwhelmingly against us, and we supported him, we endorsed him, and I was so proud of you, my fellow JTFers, because we put a poll up, and you said, yes, let's support Ted Cruz. You overwhelmingly voted in the poll to support Ted Cruz, because, you know, if I don't get a majority vote from our members when we decide to support someone for president, JTF will not make an endorsement unless we get a majority vote from our members. And you overwhelmingly voted to support Ted Cruz. I was very proud of you because you did it knowing that everybody was saying he doesn't have a chance and the polls were showing that he supposedly doesn't have a chance. Look at him now. The latest polls out of Iowa. Iowa's the first state that's going to be voting. Okay, so if you win the first state, God willing. If he wins the first state, Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. Then you get momentum, hopefully, to charge into the other states. In Iowa, the Des Moines Register poll. Des Moines Register is the biggest newspaper in Iowa. They have they're a leftist paper. I know I hate the newspaper, but their poll is actually very accurate. They have a poll with a history of really, really showing who wins these Iowa caucuses. I mean, they have a very accurate, their poll is excellent. They have a polling, I have to admit, their poll, it has been excellent over the years. And in the Des Moines Register poll that just came out, Ted Cruz is now leading Donald Trump in Iowa, 31% to 21%, with it by a 10-point margin. Ted Cruz, 31%, Donald Trump, 21%. And then behind those two leaders, you have, of course, Ben Carson and Marco Rubio and all the others. You know, actually, Marco Rubio's in third place and Ben Carson is in fourth place. So, you know, you have all the other candidates after that. But Cruz, Baruch Hashem, thank God, is leading 31% to 21% of the poll. Now, that doesn't mean that will continue. A lot of things can change. You got 7 weeks until the caucuses, and they're going to attack him. So, but that's one poll. Second poll is a little bit closer. The Fox poll in Iowa. Fox News did a poll in Iowa. And Cruz is neck and neck with Donald Trump, 28% to 26%. So Cruz is leading by just 2%. That's within the margin of error, so they're almost tied. 28% to 26% in the Fox News poll. But again, Donald Trump was the guy who was leading by double digits everywhere, and he was saying, I'm leading everywhere, and you know, that was part of his shtick. I'm a winner. I'm leading everywhere. I'm so smart. I'm so great. I'm so rich. I'm so this. I'm so that. You know, now Ted Cruz is, in this poll, he's leading him by 2%, and in the Des Moines Register poll, by 10%. Okay, so that's two polls. And there's a third poll, this time a national poll among Republicans and Republican-leading voters, which is also encouraging because it's, you know, you could say, well, just Iowa, and then that's one state out of 50 states. What about the rest of the country? If he wins in Iowa, well, you know, you've had candidates who won in Iowa, and then they didn't go anywhere after that. They weren't able to win in the other states. According to the polls, Ted Cruz is moving up fast, even nationally. NBC News poll, which also has a fairly accurate history when it comes to presidential primaries, even though I hate NBC News, but their polling, you know, in primaries has been pretty accurate. Trump, 27%, Cruz, 22%. So Trump's still leading nationally by 5 points. but it's a lot closer than it was, 27 to 22. So Cruz is in second place. He's right on the heels of Donald Trump, moving up fast nationally as well. And remember, we're JewsForCruz.com. We're JewsForCruz.org. We are, on the internet, we are his Jewish campaign. We're going to be his Jewish campaign on the internet. So if he gets a nomination, potentially, that could be big. You know, if we're leading the Jewish effort on his behalf, that could be big. And I know from experience, because we had a group, American Jews for Reagan. We did this for Reagan when that animal, that peanut farmer, a dirty Jew-hating dog, Jimmy Carter, Yimach Shmo V'Zecher Hashem Reshay Nirkav, was the president of the United States, so-called president of the United States, that hideous peanut farmer dog, Yimach Shmo V'Zecher. When he was the president of the United States and running for re-election in 1980, we had American Jew. We started American Jews for Reagan. So I can tell you that can bring in a lot of people. You know, that helped us. That was a big boost to us when we revived the JDL in the 80s from that campaign. We brought in a lot of people. So let's hope that, I mean, if he gets the nomination, God willing, that it'd be good not only for, it'll be good for America, it would be good for Israel, it'd be good for JTF, because we are Jews for Cruz. So it would be good for JTF as well. So God willing, let's hope that happens. It's good news, thank God. These are important times, exciting times, and we have a message that we have to bring to people. And we have to help people in Israel that need our help. If only, we had the real resources and the real funds, a multi-million-dollar budget. Oh, what we could do. Oh, what we could do in Israel. Wow. But anyway, maybe God willing someday, if we don't, someday someone will with our message. We're paving the road. At the very least, we're paving the road for somebody to do it at the very least. And maybe we'll catch a break and maybe we'll wind up doing it. Who knows? You never know what Hashem has in mind. There are four things you could do, JTFers. We're a team. We got to fight together. There are four things we ask you to do. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for our success, and please pray for the success. Pray for Israel. Pray for the success of righteous people in righteous battles. Pray for Ted Cruz to win the presidency. We need prayers. Prayers are very, very important. We need the prayers. Prayer is very important, and prayer does make a difference. That's number one. Number two, our videos. When you see us put up videos, please promote those videos on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, in every other place possible. Please promote our videos so that as many people as possible will be exposed to our message. That's the second thing. And the third thing, go to our great news pages. If you speak Hebrew, go to hayamin.org, hayamin.org. אם אתם רוצים להיות פעילים בתנועה שלנו בארץ ישראל, אם אתם רוצים להיות פעילים באתר שלנו, האתר העברי שלנו, האתר העברי הוא הימין.org. What I just said in Hebrew, because some Israelis do watch these programs that we do in English, what I just said in Hebrew is if you want to be active in our Hebrew movement, you go to hayamin.org. That's the Hebrew page. So if you speak Hebrew, you know, go to our Hebrew news page, make comments, be active in that, and promote that. If you don't speak Hebrew, JTF.org, the English page. Be active on the English page. Shlomo puts together the greatest articles, the greatest information on our English page. And our English page, by the way, is not only JTF.org, it's also JewsForCruz.org and JewsForCruz.com. It's absolutely fantastic. Our great English page, English news page. When you comment on it, when you participate, you're boosting us in the search engines. That's the third thing. And the fourth thing I want to ask, of course, is we need your financial support. The stronger we are financially, the more support we get, the more we can do, the more we can help our brothers and sisters who are putting their lives on the line and their freedom on the line. And their families are suffering for it, but their families are willingly sacrificing because they believe in this cause. The more we can help them and their families in the land of Israel, the more we can reach people, the more people we reach with our message, the more people we reach with the truth. So help us. Help us. You can do it one of two ways if you want to help us financially. Checks, money orders, cash donations, can be sent to our post office box, of course, through the regular mail. Or you can do it online for convenience sake if you want with your credit card. You go to our PayPal account. And there's a donate button on the Hebrew main page, on hayamin.org, on the Hebrew main page. On top, there's a donate button in English. And you click on the donate button in English, and you can donate. You can donate money in dollars. You can donate money in shkalim. We take it in dollars. We take it in shkalim. Shkalim is plural for shekel, for the Israeli shekel, which is the Israeli currency, of course. So, very, very easily and conveniently, you can help us. It doesn't matter whether you do it online or whether you do it through sending it through the regular mail. It's the same thing. We're fighting a battle here. Let's hope we can succeed. Let's hope we can get results. It's still an uphill fight, and I hope we win. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to win. I can't promise you victory or success in every battle we fight. But I do know that in the end, the good guys are going to win, because that's what Hashem promises us. We may not even live to see the final victory, but we certainly should devote our lives to paving the road for the final victory, for the truth, for justice, for righteousness. That's what we have to do. We have to do it together, and we can make a difference if we do so. For the Jewish Task Force, JTF, until next week, Shalom.